USA Radio News.
Today, before boarding Marine One in Washington, D.C., President Trump took a few questions from the media. He was asked about pulling former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that. I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees, including their committee? So he had a chance to report. He never did.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is not a fan of President Trump calling for a boycott of Harley-Davidson. He joined Fox Business to explain why.
Well, I want Harley-Davidson to succeed. I'm a Harley rider myself. I'll be out in a few weeks for the 115th anniversary. I've got a 100th anniversary road king myself. So I want Harley-Davidson to succeed here in Wisconsin. I don't want a boycott.
Walker did say he has had conversations with the White House. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Today, President Trump, outside the White House, answered a few questions from reporters. One of the reporters asked about Turkey.
Well, Turkey's been a problem for a long time. They have not acted as a friend. We'll see what happens. They have a wonderful Christian pastor. He's a wonderful man, Pastor Brunson. They made up this phony charge that he's a spy, and he's not a spy. He's going through a trial right now, if you call it a trial. They should have given him back a long time ago. And Turkey has, in my opinion, acted very, very badly. So we haven't seen the last of that. We are not going to take it sitting down. They can't take our people. So you will see what happens.
A new study done by the Lancet Public Health Group concluded that people whose diet consisted of roughly 50% carbohydrates over 25 years had the lowest risk of dying early. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Republican Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming and Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina introduced two new bills to try to hold IRS employees accountable for bad behavior. Senator Enzi joined Fox Business to talk about why this bill is even needed.
We had people who were rehired after misconduct or poor performance so bad that their folder was marked, do not rehire. We're not holding them accountable like I expect my kids or my grandkids to be held accountable. And so Senator Burr and I put together two bills. One of them prohibits the IRS commissioner from rehiring people who have been fired for cause. And the second bill kind of lists the causes, and I've listed those. Threatening an audit for personal gain, seizing property without approval, assaulting, harassing, violating civil rights of the taxpayer or a co-worker, lying under oath, falsifying or destroying records.
Enzi also says the IRS needs to clean up their own house.
Well, they didn't even pay their own taxes, or they didn't even file on time. That ought to be a really sincere violation for the IRS. But that's not bad enough. These people were given awards. They were given promotions. They were given increased pay. They were given extra time off after they did those things.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.